Alma chapter 40. In this chapter, Alma gives some knowledge concerning the resurrection. One thing that we learn is that in verse 8, that time is only measured by man. And from this we can assume or mean that in heaven everything is just events and happenings. They don't time it and so forth. But this is some of the reason that man has to learn patience, because he keeps wanting things to happen in a time. And to the Lord, it's when he gives prophecy, he just says this event comes and then that event, and he's talking about the events. Sometimes we don't even get the ordering, but man keeps wanting to put time on it and put it in his order. And that's not important to the Lord. All that's important is that the events occur and happen. He then says in verse 15 that the raising of the spirit to go to the spirit world, or go to a time before the reuniting the body, can be termed as a resurrection. And then he says that, but more specifically, the restoring of the body to the spirit is the resurrection. But nonetheless, we could say that the entire time from when we come awake as a spirit to the time that we reunited our bodies, judged, and sent to heaven, we could call that whole time a resurrection, or the resurrection time. And the reason that I point this out is because it does give some helpful understanding when studying the Bible, and they're talking about the resurrection, because they just talk about the resurrection and that time, or it could be just another term. For the spirit world, meaning the person could be referring to that. And I guess the best story is when we have the seven brides who, or the seven men who marry the one bride, and they ask, who is she in the resurrection? See, they didn't say, who is she in the kingdom of God? And this is that's a point. So we have to, and they said in resurrection implies that it was a time or a place. So I think that's what they was referring to there. Well, then he explains that in the spirit world, that righteous people go to paradise, and that the wicked are receive the wrath of God. But then it says later on, when we actually have the physical resurrection, I'll call it, then the righteous go to the kingdom of God, and then it says the wicked are cast out. Well, obviously this doesn't imply that if the wicked were just going to be cast out, if the wicked at the time of death, or the time they entered the spirit world, if they were going to be all cast out, then the Lord would just cast them out at that time. There would be no, or he wouldn't even rise them to go up to the spirit world. He's not a vengeful person who just wants to bring up to be mean to someone. I mean, God is a God of love, and he's a just God. So he's not bringing them up there to be mean to them. That's what it would come down to, and that's not his way, and that's not what it means by the wrath of God. So what it does mean is there is a punishment time, or there is a time when they again get to continue to feel the buffeting of Satan, but as they feel it is in the more sure light of the Spirit, and so therefore they are continuing to make their decision on who they want to serve. But of course, having been wicked, they're not going. It mentions that they do not get to go to the direct kingdom of God, or that's the kingdom of God where God the Father lives. And therefore we could say they cannot be celestial then, and they receive a lesser glory. But then God does not explain these lesser glories. But I think that from reading this, it's obvious that there must be something going on here. There's a purpose of the Lord in having that time when they receive the buffeting, and obviously it's obvious that the plan of salvation was based on the choice of whether or not you'd serve God or you'd serve the devil. So they must be continuing to make that choice, and the resurrection or this time is part of the plan of salvation. So the choice must be able to continue. The other point that I like to make, so I would say, well, why aren't these other kingdoms explained more in the Book of Mormon and so forth? Again, this book is given to God for his people. Now, when it says his people, those are the ones that want to dwell with him, and we have to continue to understand that the Lord wants, or God wants us to live with him. He doesn't want us living in some lower kingdom where he isn't. He can't have the joy of being with you. So everything will always, not everything, but the emphasis on everything is to have the is to encourage people to seek the kingdom of God. That's what Scripture is. And also, man, because of his wickedness, has a way of, when we say, well, the lower kingdom is still a kingdom of glory, or there's happiness there or something, then that tends to make him take it easy and say, well, see, then I'll just have to do a few things. And then as he does a few things, the devil gets a real hold on him and drags him all the way down to hell. And that's what the whole idea of following the devil at all is. He slowly drags you down further and further. And that's so we're either to progress and have our sights clear and straight, or not. And in this, and that's what he's in this life. If you sit there and say, "Well, I'm going to focus on a lesser kingdom," then you are even get lesser than you plan, because then you are indeed diverted by the devil, and he can drag you all the way to hell. And that is an important concept to try and study. Again, you cannot put your focus on a lesser kingdom, although man or the devil would begin to try and tell you to, well, slacken your or shorten your stride and take it easy. And that's how he does get you to take it easy. That is his method for dragging you to hell, is to get you to take it easy. So therefore, we need to keep our eye on the kingdom of God and not be worrying about the in-between kingdoms. But we do need to know just a small portion here, to know that God is just and he is not mean, and that he does love his children and will give them every opportunity to return to him, or to have some degree of, he'll give them all the happiness that he possibly can.